Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hi, you're listening on to The Adventure on Pumlin on W4CY Radio.
Wake up, America! It's time for the adventures of Hype Man on W4CY.com, West Palm Beach's number one internet radio station. Here's your host, the Hype Man.
This is the Pipe Man here on the Adventures of Pipe Man W4CY Radio, and I'm here with our next interview. Very cool story that I want to talk about and somebody you should check out. So let's bring on the show Scott Waldman from Waldman Management. How are you?
I think I'm more than Waldman Management, but I like you.
So tell us what else you are.
I'm a hyphen man. I consult. I'm a manager. I am a dad. That's the most important thing. I'm a husband. That's the next one. So I guess I like factors of four, so I'll leave it at that.
There you go. What's interesting about this interview is it's been kind of weird 2021 that, you know, I do a lot of artist interviews, but this year it's been kind of like a bunch of interviews of roadies turn artist, artist turn something else, and that's definitely what you are, an artist that now helps artists, which I'm going to say some stuff after we talk a little bit, but I am totally down for an artist doing artist management for sure.
You should be. Wait, I have to interrupt you to say thank you, which is like kind of a weird, aggressive way to thank someone. But I'll tell you this, the policy for my company moving forward is, because I just hired three people, is you have to have empathy by having played in a band, because most managers are horrible people.
Yeah.
They practice manipulation. It happened to me. I was in a major label band. I was in a band that was unmanaged. I was all those things. And I guess my business model is literally trust the artists and avoid toxic people. That's it.
I love it. Yeah. You know why I can relate? Okay. So a little backstory of me is I'm not from the radio business. I'm definitely a music person, but I used to be in the brokerage business and I'm a speaker. And I used to pay to host radio shows, you know, to get leads and to, you know, promote my business. And I just remember all the things I didn't like about how the radio stations treated.
Well, that's college, by the way. I'm interrupting 0-2. Sorry. But
that's
we
okay.
Have a limited time. No. Well, I mean, I'm the guest, right? I have the power. No, but it's your show. So you could like turn it off. But like, I just want you to know that you have the power in your radio show. The artists have the power. Even if you have an employer, you have the power. They can fire you or you can quit. I think that quitting is much more powerful than being fired.
No doubt. I agree. And I think in order to help your clients, you have to walk in their shoes a little bit. Most artist managers have never walked in the shoes of an artist.
Most artist managers don't even know how to write a song. Most artist managers, you know, like take their cues from a boss and have no experience whatsoever. Most artist managers don't even fucking like music. Sorry, but it's true. So it's just my business plan when I started was literally just to do my best. I never promise the clients that I work with anything other than effort. And I think that sometimes that transparency scares people. And you know what? Good. Fuck them. I already hate 51% of the country. They voted for Trump. So let's just keep going.
There you go. And he might interrupt our interview here because he's like,
oh, dude, if he interrupts, I'll argue with him.
Yeah, there
like,
you go.
Literally, do me a favor. Say anything that he would say right now. And I will. That's my son, by the way. He's less of a baby than Donald. Say anything right now that he would say.
Well, I'm saying that because he's like 10 minutes away from our studio. And then.
Oh, well, then that's not that should be at least 10 more minutes. See, my son knows that he's a villain. And babies can trust things. And I was honestly scared. And I don't give a fuck. Quote me. the fact that that man literally cheated on his wife multiple times proves everything you need to know about him. I can't work with someone that cheats on their wife, because what will they do to me?
Yeah.
And obviously the whole racist thing is kind of bad too. Alt-right means the opposite of right. You're stupid.
You know, I love that you just said that, and I'll tell you why, and then we'll go back to you, but since you're bringing this stuff
no,
up...
No, fuck it, we're just talking about Trump. I don't care about myself.
So, yeah, as I told you, I used to be in the investment business up in New York and New Jersey, so I'm very familiar with the Trump circles all too well.
You mean how he punched a teacher in high school? He literally did.
I believe that.
Pretty much is a Seinfeld joke that his daughter converted to Judaism so he could be a freaking Nazi. It's not a joke.
And I'm a Jew, so I can't stand that crap.
I am a Waldman, and I'm scared to be a vocal Jew now. I literally have a sweater from my wife's college, Brandeis, and I'm scared to wear it. 5 minutes from where I live, there are hate crimes. I live in L.A.
I know, it's ridiculous, right?
And this toxic POS enabled people. All he had to do was say, you know what? The fine people on both sides thing, I was wrong. Nazis are bad. Literally, he had to say that. And he has a Jewish daughter and son-in-law and kids. So he literally could have just sent that tweet. But of course he wouldn't, because he would mobilize his Aryan base against him. He's a sick mofo, and I'm so glad he's out, but I'm scared he's going to come back in.
Yeah, it is kind of scary because I'm in South Florida.
It's more than kind of scary.
Well, wait, I'll tell you why. I'm in Florida, and they're already talking Trump and our governor for 2024.
Your governor is almost as big of a piece of crap as that. Quote me.
Well, he's like
right
a mini me.
Wait, no, I need to say this. Anyone who denies science is someone that I can't allow in my life, because I have a baby. I have a son, and he was born, you know, in the NICU. It's public. I'm not on social media anymore. But basically, I don't understand why people argue against science. I mean, if you want to be a jerk, be a jerk. But like the fact that like in Tennessee right now, they're comparing the pandemic to the Holocaust. We're literally just asking people to be mindful of others. It's disgusting and deplorable, and if you want to keep talking about it, I can, and I'm not afraid to, but I'm also happy to talk about anything you bring up. But I want to say this on record: if you support that man, don't see my band shows, don't see my shows, go stay in your house so you don't pollute the earth.
And I'm with you 1,000,000%. And one thing that you said before that I really, really liked is what you said about the alt-right, because the way I look at it, the Republican Party now is not the Republican Party. You know, as sad as it sounds, Reagan would be a Democrat in 2021 based on this party.
What's crazy is actually John McCain is someone I'd want to hug. Like, and I never thought I went to the University of Michigan, which is a total, very liberal school. And I went there and I called myself extremely liberal. And I left it going, you know what? I'm kind of moderately liberal. And now, with everything that's going on, I'm still moderately liberal because extremists suck in everything. But again, I am happy to be extremely away from him. If I saw him, obviously I shouldn't say anything to him because he has Secret Service and all that, but I would give anything to debate with him because it wouldn't be a debate. He's wrong. He's a bull. He's a horrible person. He's a horrible husband. He's a horrible father. He was the worst president ever. Bush looks good next to him. It's pathetic.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. Me and my best bro, we talk about, like, my best bro is a big-time environmentalist in California. He hated Reagan. He totally hates Trump, but he hated Reagan. But he said, at least with Reagan, you knew that he was doing what he thought was good for the country. Like,
yeah, but I'm gonna have to say, to be on the right side of history, you have to stand up against oppression. So Reagan sucks, too. If you are literally the kind of person who would say there's fine people on both sides when African Americans couldn't have the same water fountains as us, when in the beginning of this country, I did not expect to go on a political rant, but fuck it. In the beginning of this country, women were second class citizens. African American people were slaves, and people go, they took our guns. It's like, you do realize that things change, right? And a lot of these people like literally condemn homosexuality while having tattoos and eating shellfish. They don't even read the book that they love.
Oh, no, we could get into that whole and that debate for a long time, for sure. My point was just basically is Trump knew. There's a difference. Reagan actually thought he was doing good, even if he was doing bad.
How do you know what Reagan thought?
Well, I'm saying that's what he was saying. I'm saying that's what he was saying. Like, he believed it, whereas Trump just
was doing. You don't know if he believed it. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to argue with you, but we never know the author's intent. Even
if
they say it. I have an English degree. I'm telling you, we don't know, but we do know what they say. And we do know that what they say is carefully orchestrated by other people writing it. So I would argue that Steve Bannon makes Donald Trump seem like a pleasant baby.
Well, the fact is, I'm with you. I hate extremes.
Do you want to just talk about music now? This is upsetting, and you're not upsetting me.
Yeah, we should talk about music. Hey, listen.
I like music. I hate Trump. End of discussion. American Idiot Part 2, except I don't want him to be an American idiot. I want him to leave the frickin' planet.
Well, he might be doing that soon. He's pretty old.
You know what? I don't want him to die. I want him to have IBS forever. Please, can we move on?
Yeah, well, hey, listen. Let's talk about your music, and let's talk about the people that you handle.
Can we talk about people I like? Let's go.
Yeah, let's talk about the artists that you like, and what is it that you love about being an artist manager? What made you make the jump from music to manager?
It was an accident. When my old band was not on tour, I would actually teach guitar lessons and do various odd jobs. I don't come from money, so... After I didn't have to work in college, I didn't have to work as in work like to study. I had to have jobs, but I didn't really have a work ethic because it just came naturally. But money doesn't just come naturally to you, it comes naturally to Trump. I digress, but I had to earn, and I've been here for 18 years. But about 6 years ago, a former guitar student hit me up and she said, you know, I'm playing shows, I'd love for you to come. And I was just shocked because I had no idea that, like, maybe 5-6 years after I taught her that she had any interest in even writing her own songs. I thought she loved covering Green Day songs. I literally went to her bat mitzvah, funny, I'm not going to say who it is, and played Boulevard of Broken Dreams with her and her friend. But that was when she was younger, and she was in her early 20s, and she was cool, and I trusted her. But sadly, didn't work out.
And so what led you to where we are today?
What do you think?
I personally think you just love music, and I think you were sick and tired of people in the management business not treating the artists correctly, so you decided to do it your own way.
Yeah, no, I mean, you're considering you don't know me, you're pretty intuitive, haha. But basically, I can say that. I'm a Waldman. Fuck that. No, literally, I get where they're coming from. The most powerful two-word sentence in the English language is I understand. So I get it. I don't necessarily agree with everything every artist does, but the thing that I learned as an artist manager is the number one thing you need to do is trust your artist. So if you don't trust your artist, then why would you work with them? And I don't care if an artist I manage makes 9 figures a minute. If I can't say I love you to them, I will drop them after 6 months, no questions asked, and very, very well done. I worked in a law firm for 6 years before I did this, so I know what to do. And what's crazy is most managers don't even know how to say the word sorry. You know, to quote, I guess, one Republic.
Oh, well, they're never wrong, right? You know?
No. Yeah. They are usually wrong, but they never think they're wrong.
Exactly.
Or even when they know they're wrong, they don't admit it.
Well,
I've been screwed over by managers. I've been screwed over by labels, but I've seen all the paperwork. So when I have a client in need of something, they all know that they better do the best offer possible or we won't take it.
Well, I think it's a great attitude because at the end of the day, okay, so you should, I think it's true in press, you should love your artist in order to promote. How can you promote anything
no,
you don't
you
believe in?
You should be a fucking super fan of your artist as people. The music is secondary. You have to trust them as people, just like they have to trust you in doing the work. And essentially, you're a consultant / consigliere, so... If you're not honest, which for the record, most people aren't, let alone most people in this industry aren't. However, there's some beautiful motherfuckers in this industry, and that's what I try to cultivate.
So give us an example.
Was that a good answer? Was that a good answer?
Oh, I think it's a great answer because at the end of the day,
am I your best interview this minute?
Absolutely.
Yay! You're my best interviewer this minute. Thank you.
Nice. I love it. Yeah, and I mean, the bottom line is it's just like with press. You know, you don't want to interview people in music that you don't like their music.
You want to interview a data robot who gets a neck tattoo paid for by the label so they can impress a young SoundCloud rapper. That happens. You don't want someone who just looks at passive listens on Spotify yet doesn't understand the algorithm. And most importantly, you don't want to work with someone that doesn't understand music. I don't want to work with someone who's a data monkey.
Yeah, no doubt.
Become an investment banker if you're just in it for the money. You'll make more and you'll be happier.
Yeah, and the bottom line is you shouldn't be in something like music for money because, I mean, of course, you want money.
For money.
Yeah.
Quote me on that. Quote me. You should be in something because you love it. Every single person I went to the University of Michigan with is miserable. I am literally the only happy friend that my friends have. And they don't know what to do when I'm sad or angry because it's not quote unquote me. But those are three legit emotions. Like my music that's coming out that I don't even know if you know about it is literally an angry, happy, sad sandwich. There's so many layers to people and people think that you could be just one thing and that's too linear. And most managers think linear because they don't fucking know and they work for other successful people and they get assigned clients that they don't even like the music or the people of,
yeah.
But they have to pay bills.
That's my point. Exactly. And, you know, you have to have passion every day.
I'm an active manager and you are a very, very well educated. I've heard your show. You're a very well-educated, you know, host slash you're a hyphen. I don't trust people that are only good at one thing. That means they're not good at anything else.
I think you need to be a well-rounded person, bottom line. No matter what you do, well, even with my kids, I've told my kids about college. College isn't about getting a degree. It's about becoming a well-rounded individual. And
it's showing that you can multitask.
Yeah.
It's showing people that you can get through 120 credit hours. I don't care if you major in Armenian philosophy or sociology. If that's what you like, you are proving to a potential employer, and it's sad that a college degree means less now because it's a scam for the master's programs and the doctorates and all that. I literally have three employees. Only one of them graduated college. I don't care. I care about the person. The college degree is a bonus. It helped me, but college isn't for everyone. How many fucking morons did you go to college with?
A lot.
Yeah, there's fine people on both sides.
Absolutely. And that's the point. I mean, you have to be willing to accept all things. I think even in music, the thing that bothers me the most is how they put everything into a box and microgenres and subgenres.
Why can't you write a happy and an angry song? Why can't you write a song that's ska punk and then the next day write something that's fucking dubstep? You got to do what's authentic. Authenticity is literally what sells. And it's literally when you go to see a band play, you want to be that kind of band that when the people are in the crowd, they're like, oh, I'd have a beer with that guy. Or if you don't drink, oh, I'd like to have a bite or a coffee with guy. Or if you don't eat or drink coffee, oh, I'd like to hang out with that guy.
Yep, totally. And you should be, if you're an artist, you should do what comes to you, not what a formula tells you to do.
Don't force it. Just write music. And if you do it for fun, you're in it for the right reasons. I started playing guitar in eighth grade. I signed a record deal in 2004. That was 1994, literally 10 years later, and I'm realizing this right now.
Nice. So what do you want the audience to know about you as a manager besides what you've said already that would set you apart, that would say, hey, I would want him as my manager?
I think that everything I said sets me apart, so I don't need to sell myself further. Honestly, it's like, I said plenty on this interview. I think what I have is heart.
That's the most important thing. And how do people connect with you on your website, anywhere else?
I'm off social media. My music is Lido Beach. You can find it on every single DSP. Our roster is public. It's WALDMGMT.com. We have members of AFI, All American Rejects. I don't know how, but they found me. And we have some people that you might not have heard of, like Goalkeeper. I almost said gold because they are gold, who I think could be the next Wonder Years. I only work with people that I believe could reach the top of their ceiling. That's what I do.
Nice. And if you were to give one story, good or bad, in the music industry that you've had, that when you're 80, you're going to tell your grandchildren, what would it be?
I signed a major label deal in a year and 3 months of moving to LA, and it was the last non-360 deal offered by Sony. It's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. I love it. So is there anything?
I love you.
Well, I love you too. And I hope our audience does too.
I don't really love you. That's fucking LA talking. I think you're nice, and I was fucking with you, Ted. You ever see There's Something About Mary?
Yes.
I'm fucking with you, Ted.
Yep, totally. And, you know, I lived in LA, so I know exactly what you're talking about.
You don't, though, because you're not me. You think you know exactly. I think people need to be more careful with language and assumptions. And I'm assuming you're a good person, and I think so. But how do I know? You're on a radio show. I got paid by the law firm that I worked at for 6 years to interpret language. And the words that people say, all you have is that. And then sometimes you don't know if they're deceiving you. But I want you to know I did not go into this interview thinking I would eviscerate Trump and managers, but I'm happy I did.
Well, there you go. And, you know, you got to walk your talk.
Can you tell Kelly Walsh I say hi because she's great? And can you tell yourself, thank you for interviewing me, because not enough people in this industry appreciate people. The word thank you rarely get uttered by artists, and the word sorry really does not happen with managers like ever, because they are so fucking scared to apologize.
Well, for you, I say sorry Trump was president, and thank you for being on the Adventures of Pipe Man.
For you, I say I'm sorry you're in fucking Florida, but you seem nice.
Well, there you go. Yeah, all my Cali friends are like, oh, you've been in Florida too long.
Well, we don't say Cali here, so there you go.
Well, there you go. All right.
I like pizza.
Well, I'm originally from New York and New Jersey, so I'm definitely...
What part?
I was born at Columbia Presbyterian. I grew up in Little Falls, Montclair, Roseland. I also live down the shore, Ocean Township, and all over Jersey.
I have
Jersey.
A band from Tom's River.
Nice.
I'm from Lido Beach, Long Island, which you might have known. I'm assuming you did. So there you go.
And I used to manage Harrow's. I don't know if you remember Harrow's. It was the big pool and spa and Christmas store on Long Island, and a couple in Jersey, too.
Like the 495, like the LIE?
Yeah, they were like 60 years old, and, you know, kids took it over and disseminated.
My dad died at 59, so I hope to make it to 60.
There you go. Well, I hope you do, too, and I think you will.
You know what? I'll take that foresight.
There you go.
And that foreskin. Thank you.
There you go. And you can have...
That was funny. The
you
foreskin.
Can have... Wait. You can have the foreskin. I don't want it. I already got rid of mine.
You want to keep the tip? Thank you. I think I feel like I should be like George Costanza now and just hang up.
Yeah, that might be. You know what? That would be perfect. No. Hey, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you for listening to the Adventures of Pipe Man on W4CY Radio.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.